Welcome to the Gatecast.
I was going to do my living room like this.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
We're off to see the wizard.
Lucy, I'm home.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Good afternoon, people. I'm awake now. This is rather earlier on a day that I'm used to actually recording. But I'm here. Mike has kindly given up a chunk of his Sunday.
Can never do too much for the listeners.
Yes.
This is for you, folks.
Absolutely. And this week's episode is The Gamekeeper. I've hit play, sorry. And fading in.
Thanks for the warning.
And there's the mouth. Sorry.
You want to jump back to the start and try again? Because I wasn't ready for that.
Okay. Episode 4, clicking play in 3, 2, 1, go.
And the lion roars.
And the lion roars quietly. And we have mouth footage.
Yep, a nice view from the operations room.
With some unknown... Was that Dr. Fraser, do you think?
Oh, I don't know, I couldn't tell really.
Coming down the ramp. It does not appear to be of
gold origin. It looks pretty advanced.
It's a possible new source of information.
Some sort of dome-like structure on the mount monitor.
I look at the surface of that, and what springs to mind immediately is Dyson Sphere. Yes, sir. And here we have a nice spinny gate view, but we didn't bother with the effect.
That's a nice, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. It's a very nice... I think the scale looked completely weird with...
Oh, this is beautiful.
Yeah. But where there's a garden, there's snakes. And flowers.
See, that was a pure CG shot. They just didn't bother doing the graphics for them coming through the puddle.
Just to remind you, Daniel has allergies.
Yes. Well, I don't think we mentioned them in about 10 episodes.
No, and that was actually the observatory in Queen Elizabeth Park in Vancouver.
Really?
That's they got permission to film inside of here. Ooh. As long as they didn't disturb any of the plants.
Cool. And then we have these rather weird looking...
What they've done with the place.
I'm not so sure I like what the place has done to them.
This could be a very hippie Borg sphere.
Hippie Borg.
Hippie Borgs, yes.
You'd be assimilated, but it's cool, you know? You'll enjoy it. I'm sure those lights went down a second ago. It's never a good thing when things are going into the side of the head.
No.
They're human.
They are breathing.
All right. Does anyone have any idea what these chambers might be?
Some kind of medical device, maybe? Suspended animation of some kind?
We have cobwebs.
H.R. Geigerish.
It is very H.R. Geigerish. The sort of semi-organic, cybernetic kind of thing. And the dome's transparent from the inside. It didn't look transparent from the outside. And there's four of them.
Yeah, four empty ones and there's four of them.
Yes, how convenient.
Let's prod it a bit, see what happens.
Never good.
They're going to be probed.
And good night. I'm assuming we're going to fade to credits at this point. Lights will come on. For cinematography, that's actually a fairly crappy shot.
It's very basic, isn't it?
That's really look okay, Walter. You can handle the camera this time.
That's where Walter is.
He's behind the camera. So this is where you normally give your background stuff. Oh! Jonathan Glasner and Brad Roy, I'm surprised because I was never that keen on this episode.
In an interview, Jonathan Glasner said this was an idea they had before the show actually got off the ground proper. It's one of them little sci-fi ideas that you can put in almost in any show, any genre show.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the point. This isn't any genre show. And Stargate is reasonably unique. It doesn't follow the bog standard, I suppose, what you might call the SG thing.
Yes. Well, like you said, though... Glasner, Wright, and directed by Martin Wood. You know, the three big guns of the franchise.
You'd think it'd be a good episode. Dwight Schultz. Oh, isn't Dwight Schultz thingy?
Yes, Murdoch. In the A-Team, for some of our younger listeners who have never watched that series.
Well, one of our older listeners, actually. Some of our younger listeners wasn't Murdoch. Oh, no, it was Face that was in BSG, wasn't he? Both of them.
Yeah, well, he wasn't in the remake.
He was in the remake, then.
He wasn't in the remake.
One of them was.
Richard Hatch.
Who was?
Apollo in the original series.
Yeah.
What is this place?
I don't know. Can't put my finger on it.
It appears to be Earth.
Yeah. Kyo. What the hell just happened to us?
We were exploring PJ-7989. We entered into a large dome facility and endured some form of bodily attack.
And here's Kowalski, who's dead.
Yes.
So here we have our first clue that something is seriously wrong.
Kowalski. John? It's Colonel. You can lower your weapon, Captain.
This is a mission in which Jack, things went wrong and John gets killed.
That's right, yeah.
Why are you acting so spooked, Jack?
Maybe because I am. You're both supposed to be dead.
That's real cute, Jack. Look, the intel on this one is good. They keep Boris here during the day, take him underground at night. Our bird confirmed on his last flyover, no snipers. It's only two guards inside, it's a piece of cake.
Colonel Richards, played by Michael Rogers, character we've never seen before, obviously, because he's dead in the normal timeline.
Yes, well, so is Kowalski.
Yeah, but we have seen him before, so he's...
He counts as a person.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, it's just a dead guy. I'm really surprised they didn't show Jack's son killing himself. Surely that would be a far more traumatic personal event from Jack's perspective.
Perhaps he's come to... what's the word I'm looking for?
Except?
Yeah, you know, he's passed through that, you know, that episode where the lad came back in Cold Lazarus. He's worked his grief and anger through that, whereas this is still...
Yes, yeah, rather more difficult to walk through.
Because this isn't real. Can't be.
Well, it's real. It's very real. Your stall here is putting the rest of this unit in jeopardy. Now let's move out.
No. Because I'm either dreaming or hallucinating.
Not many people do that to Jack.
Ooh.
Mind you, he is a subordinate, isn't he, at the moment?
Yes.
Is that real enough for you, Jack?
All right, how do you explain him? Does he look like a member of this team?
The...
Hair!
Oh, that's freaky.
Thomas has been on this team longer than you have. Now you get your head on straight, Captain. We are not aborting the mission this late. Do you understand?
That looks really weird.
It does, doesn't it? It looks wrong.
Hair. It's really strange to see Teal'c with hair.
He's looking in.
Sorry?
He's seen his reflection now. The pause. Would that be a wig?
Yeah. So he looks so much younger with hair.
What the hell's going on? I am as perplexed as you.
Teal'c. Do you think... Is there a chance those machines we were sucked into are some kind of... I don't know... time machine or something?
It is possible. The Goa'uld have experimented with time manipulation for years. Perhaps another race succeeded.
So it's possible this is real.
You say this is a mission from your past that did not go well.
Yes.
Perhaps someone has given you the opportunity to alter your history.
Oh, this is Jack's brain kicked in.
Every now and again, he manages to put two and two together.
This case?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Tilt gets it spot on.
Let's move out.
It's about time.
This looks like backwards cannon. Well, probably because it is backwards cannon.
Yeah, the actual mission is taking place in Eastern Europe, in some country.
Let's not make the same mistake twice.
The hell are you talking about?
Sniper on the roof.
So Jack is using his memory of events to try to plot out a successful resolution in this mission. He knows there's a sniper on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
There he is.
Nice catch, Jack.
Rifle with silencer. And he seems to be resting it on your man's shoulder.
Let's go.
Just because you got rid of the sniper on the roof. Of course, then the game will alter, won't it?
It's like repeatedly playing the same scene in a video game. Crashing and reloading at the save point. Until you finally get it right.
In there, done that. Except, of course, the current Wolfenstein, which has really far apart save points. Jax just knows this is going to go horribly pear-shaped.
Are they taking the time on there? You bang the tear gas in and you follow in seconds later, not 30 seconds later. How come Jack ain't got a gas mask?
That's not bothering me.
This is one of the more sloppy.
I mean, wouldn't you just...
Colonel Muggles dies, as he did in the original...
So much for Sir Recon. Hey, Jack, take care of Barbara for me, man. Fall back!
That's what you want from a retreat, running across an open field.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Kowalski? He was immediately behind us.
And there we go.
What were your weapon, Captain?
Everything's reset.
Mm-hmm.
A whooshy fade.
Okay. What just happened?
Hmm.
I'm not sure.
I know they're on Earth, but the strange costume... Well, Sam's is, yes. Costume's a bit strange anyway.
This place looks familiar. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is the New York Museum of Art. I've been here many times. Many times.
Why doesn't Sam have a separate sort of a horrific traumatic event to go through?
Sam's got a perfectly balanced psyche. Her regrets come later in the stories, as boyfriend after boyfriend drop dead.
Does that count as a spoiler?
Nah.
I'm sorry, this area isn't open to the public.
Now that doesn't look safe.
No.
Daniel, what's going on?
No, this can't be real.
Who are these people?
They're my parents.
Constantly saying that the health and safety inspectorate go a bit overboard. But yes, when they see something like this, they have a point. Don't stand underneath a 5-ton block of whatever, sandstone or whatever it is. Seriously, though, this is natural selection at work.
No!
Bit more level, Jake!
Okay, Jake, just bring
get
it down.
Get out of here, I'll get out of here, Dad!
People that as this don't deserve to survive. The problem is they've already procreated.
I procreated though, so they don't get...
That's the problem. You want people as daft as that to die jumping out a window wearing Superman capes thinking they can fly when they're kids.
It is actually written on those things.
Yeah.
This is too real. Every detail. All the players are here. Why should I go through this again?
If someone has used NetVance technology to send us here to repair your history...
See, that's just it. It's history. It's over. It happened. I can't change it.
Remaining here doing nothing will most certainly change nothing.
Yes, and that's the Jack's twist in it.
That kind of thing in mind.
Yeah. They understand this isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Poor bloke.
In a way...
Hmm? In a way?
I forgot what I was going to say now. Yeah, this is a cheap episode because they can keep reusing footage.
That could have been it. You know, it was a simple idea and thought this was the time they needed to do it.
We should check those hedges. Negative, stick to the plan, Captain.
Oh. Ooh. Well, I'll watch them.
Move now!
A van full of rocks. That's a job loading that.
What are you doing?
Yeah, just pop up from somewhere else.
Like the video game again, isn't it? Just
yeah, you've killed those ones.
Tilk's still a decent shot.
Of course Tilk's a decent shot.
Even though he's firing from 3 years. Much the hit.
Yeah, it wasn't much of a sound like recon. Hey, Jack, take care of Barbara for me, man.
The closed caption is screwed up, by the way.
Lovely.
Yeah, it just said, take care of Fabra. You see, I'd fucking shoot them.
Well, they do look a bit suspicious. A bit out of place.
Isn't there a point at which Jack just blows you away? If memory serves, I haven't seen this episode in quite a while, but doesn't Jack just decide, fuck it, and shoot him?
Well, like Groundhog Day, there comes a point when you think, why not try it?
What the hell is going on here? It's with you, Jack. Operation Eastfly is go. Now! You. Who are you and who are those people? There's no one here but us. What are you looking for, Section 8, Jack?
You must stop arguing and proceed with the mission.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is.
This guy is intensely... You know, I don't know if it's deliberately...
Mr. Schultz.
That's the way I know.
Yeah, Dwight Schultz.
Keeper of what?
The keeper of all that is around you. All that is and all that might be.
He's just... he's almost more irritating than one of the...
Why do you wish to proceed with this mission?
Because it is that which you have always wanted.
You've got to be kidding me.
Of course.
This was the most blown operation I've ever been involved with.
Yep, that's the basis of it. Something that's been troubling him, and he's trying to resolve the issue. But it's not, like I say, it's not real, of course.
We're going with or without you, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
See you.
All right. Have it your way.
You must go with them. It is the only way to evince the change that you have desired for so many years.
I can't change the outcome if you keep changing the rules.
Do you not wish to save the lives of your friends and comrades?
If they were real?
Yes, he can.
There are so many fantastic variations that you could try. Perhaps this time you could... try a different route.
Yeah, Jack's putting it all together.
Right. And he's...
not playing.
Screw you!
Yeah.
Sit down, Teok. We're not playing this game.
Very well. Up at your way.
What's Jack's character?
Yep.
I hope by doing nothing we are taking the correct action on Eo.
So do I.
And it all plays out just without them.
Daniel, I'm so sorry you had to go through that again. I've been thinking. We were pulled into those things, those machines, right? At first, when we got here, I thought maybe they were some sort of time dilation machines.
Oh, Sam, please, just tell me that this isn't real.
No, I don't think it is. It isn't consistent with any of the logical theories of time travel. For example, you should be seeing yourself here as a child or become a child again.
Why is she with?
Yeah, Sam's caught on fairly quickly, that.
Well, this is what we have, Sam.
You seem to be breaking up a little.
Sorry? I am recording this. Am I still breaking up?
Well, at my end, you are.
You're not.
Oh, that's okay, then.
I'm sorry, this area isn't open to the public. Daniel, I don't think we're actually here. Jake, it's swinging a bit.
So Sam's cool, calmed, analytical thoughts on the matter don't really matter. This is real personal to Daniel. He can't see beyond the fact his parents are going to get squished.
Again. And again.
You have to come out of there. Danny, go back outside.
Oh, yes. To that, he's 10.
Yep, he's a little Danny.
No, look, you have to come out right now because I hurt myself. I hurt myself badly. I think I might have broken my leg. Now you have to come out right now and take care of me.
You couldn't have hurt your leg too badly, dear. You're walking on it, okay? We'll be out in a minute.
That's it. Parent logic wins again.
Yes.
Why don't you just state the obvious? You're standing...
Why don't you just go in and yank them out?
Yeah.
Push. Oh God! Several pounds of polystyrene have fallen on me.
It makes you wonder. You know, would it have been a surprise if Daniel never wanted anything to do with Egyptology ever again after this?
Mm. Well.
Check over here.
It's too heavy. Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'll bet when this really happened, you didn't have this audience.
Hmm.
Yeah. Again, seriously out of place.
Yes, quite.
That's one problem with the episode. You've got the two stories, and they're both pretty much ultimately saying the same thing. All you're seeing is how each pair come to the same conclusion, and it's a bit repetitive at times.
Yeah, we're only half...
Maybe that's your strongest memory.
You call me Danny like I'm still a little kid.
That's probably because that's how old you were when this happened. You have taken on the role of Daniel Jackson as a child in this simulation.
You know, I used to replay this over and over in my mind, trying to think if there was anything I could have done to make a difference.
Okay, so maybe that's the point. Here's your chance.
Is it not wonderful? Now you get the chance.
I beg your pardon?
The chance? The chance to relive your momentous event. Try the plethora of variations that have been weighing on your mind to finally see if you can make a difference. Who are you?
Why, I am the Keeper, of course.
The Keeper of?
The Keeper of all that is, was, and will be in this place.
Where exactly are we?
I believe you call this the New York Museum of Art.
No. Where are we in reality?
The reality is in the eye of the beholder, is it not? You have always wished to go back and do things differently. I have given you that opportunity. Now, go! Make things right in this place.
And how do I do that?
Well, if I told you that, it wouldn't be any fun, would it?
Fun? That's what you think this is for me? Fun, watching this happen again and again?
There would be no pleasure from the game if there were no risk. From the journey.
Seems to think this is fun for Daniel. But isn't this the first time? I mean, they do sort of not long after this. Is he going to try to change it again? He is, isn't he?
He's going to do something.
No, okay, that's incongruous. She's looking up at him. Yeah. And she's referring to him as Danny.
Yeah, not looking down. That's it. Danny, it's not safe under here. Stand over there.
Yeah, we'll stand under here. Yeah.
Danny Jackson, you stop this right now. Jake, give me a hand here, please.
No, 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 no!
More level?
Careful. A little more level, bring it in.
Damn you, stop this game now!
Whatever for? You haven't explored all of your options yet.
Well, obviously my options are infinite and my solutions are zero. Now stop it!
Yes, imagine getting cast for that. We'd like you to stand around at the Black Cowl. I mean, at the point, how do you explain to, you know, your casting agent, yes, I was in this episode. Well, where are you? Well, I was, my face was covered, but are you sure you, it was me?
Yep. Daniel's emotions really do get churned up in this series.
Well, horrible things happen to Daniel.
Yeah.
Daniel, you couldn't even argue from a Scooby Gang perspective. Most related to the Scooby Gang. But you can't argue from, the Scooby Gang, obviously. Yeah. Daniel is sort of a strange combination of Giles and Xander.
Yeah, got the brains, but he's also going to get his heart ripped out more often than not.
Mm-hmm. Not quite literally, though.
No, not quite literally.
I won't play your game.
You are indeed an obstinate race.
Pushing buttons now.
Nice little effect there.
So, yeah, if a little 1950s Land of the Giants / Lost in Space, not exactly a sort of special effect worthy of the 90s.
You guys all right?
Well, I'm not really sure to tell you the truth.
What is this place?
Well, it's the New York Museum of Art.
Actually, we think it's a simulation of the museum. I figure we're in some sort of virtual reality world created from our own minds, or at least Daniel's.
And so they all accept that they're the real people and not recreations.
That's true. We don't know that, unless he's playing a deeper game.
Yep. Gatekeeper's not happy, though. He's not used to people with independent reasoning.
What makes you think I enjoy watching my friends get killed?
Or their parents die?
You have both been given challenges to be met and conquered. You have it in you. Why will you not partake?
Why will you not just let us go?
Go where? Where would you like to go? I can take you anywhere you can remember, anywhere you can imagine.
Okay. We want to go free.
Why do you not like reality TV?
Ooh, how long have you got?
Awful audience that likes scripted drama. How dare you? Go away.
Yes, distinctly sort of... Well, I wouldn't say scripted drama as such, more sort of... What am I doing here? Sorry. I was just trying to plug something into something else. Obviously, my brain has woken up, my fingers have not. It's an interesting point, though. Sam, okay, we're trapped. Hey, let's take it apart.
Yeah, see how it works.
With our brains hooked up like computers to some sort of network?
Yes. And your minds are very valuable to my residents. Because you enrich and add value... To our own.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, so that's an idea that gets used again.
What? That their brains are powering it?
Yeah, linked up to a network and... Oh. You can understand why they're a little bored. Read every book that's going. The same 5-year-old magazine on the waiting room table.
5-year-old magazine? 500-year-old magazine?
Yeah.
You're beginning to understand.
So what? We're like new software.
Your upgrades. Just got to work out all the bugs and get in touch with customer support to say why not working.
Yeah, you do want an upgrade. I mean, obviously their internet connection has gone down. Universe Wide Web.
You wonder if these are the first...
People to have been...
Yeah, that he's visitors to this world that he's taken over.
Well, certainly he hasn't encountered any Jafar.
No.
Yeah, because the ghoul would have come along just... I can hear the sound of staff weapons in my head.
This species' mind seems to protect against output, as does yours, madam.
Does?
Perhaps because of the change of your mind the Gaul Jolnar of Malkshor left behind.
And that would have been interesting, you know, if they'd have seen it from the symbiote's point of view, or a fully matured Gwald? Would you see his or her memories or the host's memories?
Well, it's an infant Gwald, so it doesn't...
No, I mean, if they had a full-blown Gwald.
Oh, I doubt it would succeed.
With all due respect to you fine folks, I don't give a damn about residents. I just want to get us out of here.
It is I that am sorry, for I am not able to accommodate your request. But I am sure you will be able to enjoy the many adventures that you will have here.
Yes, it's wonderful out there.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, the people in the black go, hey, you what?
What? You mean we can leave?
The world outside is uninhabitable. It has been poisoned and desecrated.
You are mistaken. Your planet is a fertile garden world.
It is you who are mistaken, my alien friend. Our planet was destroyed by a chemical disaster 1,022 years ago. We were victims of our own technology advancing faster than we could control it. At that time, the few of us who were left placed our physical bodies in suspended animation.
Good news. Your planet seems to have regenerated itself.
<Brought him. laughs>
Jack doing the little pokey thing.
Well, that's it. Technically, they're not really there, are they?
Lovely, beautiful garden.
You already knew that, didn't you? The question is, why don't you want them to know?
That was it. That was the question. Was there a flaw with the programming, or was it actually a deliberate decision to keep the people inside? You give somebody a little power, and they always abuse it.
Well, I've said it before. I mean, what's the point of having power if you don't abuse it? Seriously.
Yeah.
Speaking from a network admin perspective.
So, if your residents leave, you lose control.
This is the Jack's Captain Kirk moment.
That man is lying to you, folks. He's got you imprisoned in your own...
Not fair.
Oh, Jack annoyed. Jack irritated.
Send them to where they can't hear the truth.
Good. I will not allow you to poison their mind.
If you keep us here, you won't be able to prevent us from interacting with them for very long. I mean, especially if we're supposed to be new software for them.
Very well. You weren't wanted here anymore anyway.
No.
Yes.
No, we're not.
The double bluff.
We're out.
Whoa!
Wait, didn't that seem just a little too easy?
Yes, it did. Let's go home.
Oh, drop that Jack line, please. That seemed a little easy. Ah, the fake Dr. Fraser.
Spinal cords and several abdominal areas.
Meaning what?
Well, looks like the machines you were describing were sustaining your lives. Providing you with oxygen, feeding you, removing the waste, and from the sound of it, completely controlling your nervous system.
But is there any permanent death?
No, not that I can see. Pupil dilation is bang on, reflexes are as they should be. Everything seems fine to me.
Yeah, so you had pipes everywhere. There might be a little soreness and...
Yes, you had holes poked, didn't you? It seems convenient that the machine can withdraw and the wounds just heal.
Yeah.
But the people are in those machines under false pretenses. The keeper is lying to them about what's outside.
That seems a reasonable comment there.
Yeah, but it's not. It doesn't really ring true for the...
Taking a patient off life support when he still needs it.
It sounds to me like we have to get more information to make this decision, folks.
The only way to gain more information would be to venture back into the artificial world of P7J989.
Then that's exactly what I want you to do.
Yeah, the argument is that the inhabitants need the machines.
Which doesn't really... That certainly doesn't ring true for Fraser.
General, without meaning this time to sound like a smartass, are you cracked?
With all due respect, General, that's stupid.
Yes.
Or smart.
General, you're an idiot.
Their technology is far beyond our own. The kind of technology that justifies this entire program.
Stop smiling, General. Stop smiling. It's wrong.
He doesn't smile. He's not, not like this. The General.
He's very jolly at the moment.
He's uncharacteristically jolly.
You got out the last time?
This is ringing alarm bells in Sam's head as well.
Yeah.
There, sir.
You got out the last time. I'll tell you what.
Even the moose is starting to lose its grip. One week,
I'll send an SG-2 to pull you out.
I'll tell you what. We'll come get you. Yeah, the little light bulbs are going up.
Yeah, but they're a different shape and they take ages to come on.
Parents, family getting killed over and over again?
Or seeing Major Kowalski alive and well? Who knows, Colonel? Maybe you could even see your son.
Ooh. Ammon would never say that.
Oh, God, no.
You can go anywhere your memories or imaginations want to go.
Jack's not buying this.
That's enough.
Let's just have a little look here, shall we?
What are you doing, Colonel?
Oh, I'm looking for the edges of a mask.
What?
You're obviously not the real General Hammond.
Sit down, Colonel.
I don't think so, bucko. The jig's up. We're on to you.
What are you talking about?
We're still on P7J989.
Oh, you betcha. This is just a new game brought to you by our good friend, the Keeper.
You are way out of line, Colonel.
Oh, not very nice. Oh. This head. That's really not good.
I will give you one final chance to follow my orders and rejoin the residents of the artificial world.
Residents. That's what the Keeper called them.
That was a very nice little scene.
Are you going back in or not, Colonel?
I'm already in!
Place SG-1 under arrest. Put them in isolation where they can speak to no one.
Oh, yes, the slapping of the head.
It really was.
This doesn't provide entertaining software, though.
No, it doesn't.
Maybe he's hoping they'll stage a daring escape.
And you wonder if, you know, this is actually a private screening for him, because, he's still not sure whether he can let the residents be exposed to him again.
Oh, heaven. For Fend, I mean. Exposing the residents. Sorry, my mind goes to odd place.
Did that sound like the real General Hammond to anyone?
It is my understanding that we could only experience past events in this environment.
Actually, the Keeper said we could experience anything that we remember or that we could imagine.
We're still on PJ7989er. It's a fake environment.
Is that really so bad?
Isn't that Kowalski?
That's Kowalski. Amazing, isn't it?
He's dead. It was Teok took the back of his head off.
Perhaps they should relive, Spring Break circa 1980 or something like that. Well, they weren't. Salmon, Girls Gone Wild.
We're really going down into the gutter now, aren't we?
Well, you think of all these, scenarios they could play at, and this is still Showtime, and if it had been a slightly different show...
Jack remember, Tapping refused to agree to tasteful nudity.
Think what it would be like to never grow old. Because you never do here, you know.
Who are you?
Who am I? Colonel, are you telling me you don't remember me? I'm hurt. I'm really hurt.
No, I know who you're pretending to be.
But who are you, really?
You the Keeper?
Nah, not me.
Then what? Some kind of projection or... Because you're not real. And if you're not real, you won't mind this.
Hello.
Now, logically, surely that wouldn't have been locked from the inside.
Yeah, but now it's being influenced by others.
Hmm. Oh, yes. It is real.
Yeah, the residents had influence over the system, but they never had a reason to actually use it. No. Or even to consider using it. Everything
is not dead. And now they do?
Yeah.
So they can choose to leave themselves, whereas Jack and Thing can't. Well, maybe they could if they understood how it worked.
Yeah. They may do. The Keeper may just have simply been a program of oversight.
We've seen this in Star Trek Voyager, but I don't know if that episode came on after this one. Come with us. I'm trying to think if they covered it in Next Generation as well.
Oh, that's it. We play the part.
Excuse me. Where are we going?
Back through the gate to show them what their planet looks like.
In our memories.
for the virtual reality. Leave me alone.
That's it. Explain it to Daniel Jack.
That's stuck.
Unauthorized Stargate activation.
Sorry, that gate open.
Well, at least it's better than what they used last week.
Daniel,
he's not going to blow the base up, is he? Run, Forrest, run.
Run as fast as you can. It's disappeared, of course.
This is a Richard T. Davis Stargate where everybody's running.
Russell T.
Davis.
Yes, quite. Jack doesn't believe this.
No more.
Is this like the observer who sees himself?
Of course, now they've got to question everything. We're off again. I might put the Benny Hill music on this.
Please, do not hurt me. I meant you no harm. Understand, my people's existence has become stagnant. I wanted only good for them.
How long have you been coming out to tend this garden?
Lovely, is it not?
How long?
Oh, many, many years.
Then why do you lie to your people? Why
didn't Windy you day.
Give them the option to come out here with you?
Yes. Because oh, did I see Sam's hair moving?
Yeah, Sam's hair was moving.
In the first place,
oh my God.
I let him out. It will only hurt it again.
Not much, though. Bear it's just moving in sort of lumps.
Perhaps your people will not make the same mistakes again.
Yeah, you're big on giving people a second chance, aren't you?
No one is preventing them from leaving. Portals, such as the ones you've used, are everywhere within.
You mean we could have left any time we wanted? All we had to do is go through one of those doors.
Anyone may leave at any time. Portals are always open.
Of course, people have to know they exist to use them.
Which you have now shown them.
And they have to know that there's somewhere to go.
And you have told them that. You have ruined everything, poisoned their minds. The damage is done.
That's it, with the people's own desire to stay because of what they were told.
Yes, Gamekeeper not happy.
Like I say, the original designer of the system, which the human counterpart of the Gamekeeper, actually set up the system correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Just over the years.
Is this a form of immortality? Or have people, is this a la Matrix, they've died and been liquefied? And
no, I think basically they've got the technology to keep the body pretty much in stasis.
The mind would deteriorate.
Well, that could be. That's why they need the stimulus from...
No, I'm thinking actual, the cells of the brain.
Well, that's what I mean. They've got the technology to keep it alive. I mean, this is science fiction after all.
Yes, quite.
This is real this time, isn't it?
Do not pull that! You are ruining the garden!
I told you it would ruin everything. First, the garden. Next, the entire planet!
Yeah. Don't pick the flowers.
You are ruining the garden!
Thank you, ma'am.
Of all the things he's worried about,
it's flowers.
It's the flowers. You wait till they see the vegetable patch. Well, that's it. They need food now. So, what food stores have they got?
Could be some interesting psychoactives in there.
Yeah.
That was Gamekeeper, not some small technical hitches, which hopefully I can solve by upgrading this PC. Which won't happen this week, as I'm sure you're aware. But hopefully next weekend. That's more or less it, folks. This may be a little...
I'll say, anybody listening to this, hopefully if I edit it well enough, you won't realise that we had more problems halfway through.
Oh, God.
This is all Gizmo's fault. Gizmo used to work.
Yes, Gizmo worked. This is Google's fault.
Yeah, Google for buying Gizmo and then stop us using it.
I had to resort to third-party stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, Gamekeeper. Pretty generic episode. Actually, it worked better than I seem to recall.
I'd still rate it as a 3 or a 4 out of 10.
Certainly not the best, and very much a filler episode, because it don't really play into anything else, apart from those modules or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're not going to appear for several seasons.
Or many years later.
I think that might have been just a, oh yeah, we threw this in about 5 years ago.
Yeah. Somebody was walking through the storage rooms and said, we've still got these, we've got to use them again. Do you know how much it costs to make?
They're probably up. Oh yes, did you include the news bit I read?
Yes, I did. The auction.
Yes.
One or two of them will go up for sale.
I actually mentioned this is off episode, but I mentioned the Stargate to Barbara yesterday, and she was like, ooh, where could we put it?
Well, last time they had a Stargate auction, you know, I did bid on some stuff. My actual bids were woefully under the level they went for.
Well, someone said to me that it would be sort of, it would be going for millions, the actual gate.
Oh, yeah. You'd have thought so. And that's a problem. Even some little stuff, you're going to be spending a hell of a lot of money. And if you're not in the US or Canada, the handling and shipping charges will be extreme.
We know people in the US or Canada that could be shipped to.
The $25 handling charge, another $80 shipping for lots of small items. It'd be nice to own something like that, but no, let's be realistic.
I'm just intrigued because it gave a website, I think.
What, you mean the actual site for the auction?
The actual site, the site which gives the...
You can get it off Gateworld, Propworks Stargate Auctions. But it's an eBay listing anyway, so you go to eBay and type in Stargate, you'll probably find it.
Well, that would be people selling stuff. I wanted the actual...
No, this is Propworks.
It's not Gateworld.com then.
You can link from there.
No, but I've tried Gateworld.com and it got me.
.net.
You know, web hosting site.
.net.
We should probably reference that. We do, actually. It's on the site, I suppose. Why is my internet so ruddy slow? StargateArtifacts.com. Thank you. And you've bidden a few of these yourself?
Oh, no, I haven't this time around. I did first auction 5 or 6 years ago.
They weren't auctioning anything big then, though, were they?
No, it was just all sorts of bits and bobs.
Functional Zat gun or anything? You gotta wonder, I mean, like, I know, I think I said this the first time we saw Zat. How long after you're shot do you have to wait before you can be shot again without being killed?
Yeah, that'd be annoying, too. You get shot once, you're stunned, and you get up, and you get shot by somebody else who's going to stun you. And then somebody else sees you, and they stun you, and all of a sudden you're dead.
Or disintegrate.
Oh, doesn't you? And then the bloke says, I only meant to stun him.
Didn't they, who did they do that? Oh, they did that to the Ashrak, didn't they?
Yeah.
They shot him with that.
Yeah, Tilt went to town on him. Okay, we're looking for the adults only section where Sam's underwear is up for grabs.
What?
perhaps I won't go that far.
3-2. Production art. Props. They mention a Zacko.
Yeah. I think David Hewlett McKay commented on the auction about getting some clothes from the team, from the Atlantis team, cloning them, then making the actual Atlantis movie.
What?
You know, like Jurassic Park. Get the DNA from the clothing, clone the actors, and then go off and make the movie. Because MGM aren't going to, or at least are dawdling about it. The Mitchell family photo, that's a nice looking little prop to have.
I'm sort of, I've clicked on props, but it's not. My internet seems ridiculously slow.
Is it? Yeah, just, click on the eBay link on the site. It'll take you to the full listing.
Character unending shorts. What do they mean, unending shirts?
A very long shirt.
Well, it does have an end. It's not
it
like...
does, doesn't it, eventually.
Stargate Atlantis ceiling light, door panel, ball sword hilt.
Yeah, with enough money, you could do a room in Atlantis wall decorations.
Daniel Pants.
An F-302 manual. Well, that would be interesting read.
Evil Asgard helmet. 18 bids, $365. Jaffa staff weapon. 13 hours, 58 minutes remaining. Current bid, US 500. Everything we sell is movie proper costume, and thus is distressed, worn, and generally not brand new.
A bit pointless if it were brand new.
Your shipping is $50 for this item.
The dog tags, that'd be a good one to have.
I want the staff weapon.
It could be your wizard's staff as well.
No, wizard staffs don't look like that. For start off, well, it does have a knob on the end, I suppose. Sorry, I'm just reading a note here. Please note, this is a non-functional prop, not a real taser. This is not, it says Stargate taser. This is not a real taser. Because, I mean, I'd be interested from a Star Trek perspective, not an actual prop, or even the fake one. You know, the original series communicators that you flip open and they make the noise.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having something like that. But I do collect, I've got a lot of Discworld ephemera. I have, and it didn't actually cost me that much. I think it cost me about £70 plus 50 to ship it. I have a piece of Hex from Hogfather, which I got at an auction at the 2008 con. Folks, we're going to sign off. It's good night from me.
And it's good night from him. Take care, everybody.
We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan and Mike. Visit Gatecast at gatecast.facecast.com.